This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. In my email account, I have a folder, as I'm sure many of you all do, filled with dozens and dozens and dozens of emails that I will never touch nor read. Last year, more than half of all emails sent were labeled as spam. And of that, more than a third were advertising messages. And now, the marketers are coming for our phones. Emily Stewart is a senior correspondent with Vox. She wrote about how a lot of companies are hitting her up these days via text. And she joins me now to talk about it. Emily, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
I love that you reported on this topic because I've noticed I've gotten a lot of text messages and have wondered if it's just me. So if you were to open your phone's text right now and scroll, what would you see? Can you give us a sense of just how inundated you've been with these marketing texts?
I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but I have one from a local beauty salon that I must have signed up for. I have another beauty one for the company that makes Botox, one at the hotel I'm currently staying in. And what is this even? Oh, a drink I got at the airport the other day. It's really all. It's more than my friends.
Right? And so those texts that you're getting from the Botox beauty salon, what are they telling you? Are they offering discounts?
Different things. So the Botox one definitely is a discount. The beauty salon, honestly, is just a thing where they wanted to get my phone number for me to sign up to make an appointment. Presumably, at some point in the future, they're going to use that phone number to say, hey, don't you want to come back again? I didn't actually wind up making that appointment. So the point is, I wind up in their marketing ecosystem, and they have a new way to talk to me, to get to me, that is my phone, which I am on all the time.
Yeah. I mean, those texts do feel very similar to the kinds of texts I've been getting. Like, even last night, I bought some new plush towels that I'm very excited about. And then I immediately got a text from the company being like, hey, thanks. Stay tuned for text-only deals. And I had this moment where I was like, wait, did I even give them my number? And so based on your reporting, can you give us a sense of why these are so much more effective? You know, obviously we're checking our phones more, but I think you had some stats in there that were pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, really the long and short of it is that text message open rates are astronomically high, like a 97% read rate within 15 minutes of being delivered.
Yeah.
If you look at other estimates for emails, it's like 20%, which who knows even that.
Mm-hmm.
What companies will tell you is that it's also a way to kind of have a conversation with the recipients. You know, I talked to one person who said they were on a website thinking about buying a bag, weren't sure, left the website, and apparently her information was already on the website. Mm-hmm. She got a follow-up text saying, hey, like, do you have more questions about this? And she actually did. She wanted to know what the material was. And then she bought the bag. So companies say this is a way to kind of interact with people. It's also more expensive for them to text you than it is to email you. So maybe a plus side of this is that they probably aren't going to inundate you the same way that they will with emails because there's a cost factor to it.
Well, let's talk about the privacy concerns here. Obviously, a lot of our personal data is already all over the internet. But what does it mean that companies now have yet another piece of our information?
Part of this is just, you know, companies have so much of our information, they constantly lose it, right? We're constantly hearing about data breaches. Here is like yet another thing that's going to be in a data breach. Now, is it as serious as your social security number? No, but it's not ideal. You know, I think the good news on SMS stuff is that most of the time you can text stop. We want it to stop.
I text that several times.
Yes. Yeah. And that tends to work. It is a little bit of a game of whack-a-mole, but I think that is a little bit easier to control than your emails. It's just like, what are you even going to do at this point?
Yeah. So based on your reporting, what might we expect in the future when it comes to text messages from marketers?
Yeah, this is where I actually felt really bad in the reporting because I'm not that bothered by the marketing text messages, but I was talking to someone at a company called RoboKillers and he said, well, you recognize like what the next like 18 months are going to be. And I was like, well, what do you mean? He said, well, it's going to be, you know, the holidays. So the brands are going to start texting us more. Also, election season is coming up. And I don't know you, but I get a ton of political texts and I can't stop them. I can't stop them. It's impossible. And he said, your phone's going to be a little bit rough for a while.
Well, here's to hoping that the next text we get is from a friend inviting us to a dinner party and not from a politician or a company asking if we want 15% off.
Absolutely.
Emily Stewart is a senior correspondent at Vox. Emily, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.